T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Here's what Kevin Colbert had to say. I thought this was a little bit interesting, and also just the idea when he talked to Richie Walsh, the idea that like 49th isn't going to suit them. They're going to be desperate to get back in that first round again. You can consult the Jimmy Johnson trade value chart if you really want
to. Let's go.
But this is what Kevin Colbert had to say about the possibility of the Steelers trading up in the draft.
We'll never dismiss that. We really won't. But, there, you know, you have less ammunition to be able to trade up. We don't know how many picks. Right now we only have 5. We're hoping to get a compensatory pick to maybe get that to 6. But we'll see where that goes. But we never say never to moving up or moving back.
Do you think it's even feasible that they can try to push up from that 49th, or is it pretty much stuck there in your mind? The way they handled it. Would you,
this is
let me
my
put
name.
It this way. Would you try, you think a 2-year window with Roethlisberger here, you hope, if you're them. And clearly Colbert.
Well, they said better than ever. Better
right,
than
Colbert's optimistic. I mean, if he had come on and said, oh boy, is he going to suck, that would have been newsworthy. Do you try to get, like, a bigger impact player if you can move up even 15 spots or something like that?
I was going to say, that's the real question. How high are we looking at moving up? Remember last year when they moved from 20 to 10, that was a big jump.
Massive jump in the first round.
So are you trying to just get into the tail end of the first round, or are you just trying to move up a little bit higher in the second round?
Wouldn't you have to really love somebody to move from, like, 49 to 40?
I think you would, absolutely.
Because you're mortgaging an extra pick to go 9 spots, not even in the first round.
Yeah, you're going to definitely have to move some more draft picks, or potentially draft picks plus player. That's another option as well. But for me,
I don't think they want to get down like that.
I personally don't think so either. And honestly, I really don't see them making that move, just because you already are a little thin or a little light in terms of your draft capital and things like that. And you're going to essentially have to give up 2, maybe even 3 picks, depending on how much further you're trying to move up.
Mm-hmm.
So you already are going to still have some other pieces that you're going to have to address in terms of depth at certain positions. We talked about how potentially what's going to happen with Ramon Foster, BJ Finney, Matt Filer, with those 3 guys, how do they handle that situation? We're already anticipating Javon Hargrave being gone.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already looking at other pieces that you're still going to have to make moves to get enough cap space to make sure that you get Bud Dupree under contract.
And that's like 4 or 5 moves.
Right. And so 4 or 5 moves, that's at least 4 or 5 people that you're going to have to realistically replace with not a lot of draft picks either.
They're in cap hell again, man. Pony and I talked about this yesterday. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous the degree to which they are in cap hell. And listen,
it's restructure season, baby. You just start smiling if you're one of the guys.
Do you know what gets me about that? You say that, and that's a totally different perspective. And obviously, I don't even begrudge, like, everyone knows I'm not, like, the biggest Roethlisberger fan. That's probably putting it charitably. I don't begrudge him getting every dime he could.
Correct.
Go and get your money. Like, seriously, even if you're a guy that's made a ton, go get what you can get. If they're going to offer you 33.5 annually,
take it.
But you say restructure season. I say the minute Ben Roethlisberger leaves, it's highly likely that this is a very hard fall for a while, because they then would have kicked the can down the road how many different times?
In the words of Coach Tomlin,
how many different players? Right, yeah. You can't just keep writing IOUs for this.
I got you.
I think this is my big takeaway from looking at the 2020 season. They could still be good if Roethlisberger comes back and has one of his best years in a while. They're in deep trouble, or doesn't come back and do that. I should say, if he's average, they're in trouble, man, and they're in trouble for next year. And then the bottom, you presume, falls out at that point. And then you've got to rebuild this thing probably from scratch.
Yeah, it's a strong possibility. But the flip side is this. if you're Kevin Colbert, you're trusting your judgment on the players that you're signing deals to. You're trusting your judgment on the personnel that you have in the building. And you're trusting that the guys that you essentially have kicked the can down the road on, they're still going to be producing at a high level. They're still going to be producing at a level that is championship level, varsity. You're hoping that you're doing more Roethlisberger slash, trying to think another guy, Cam Hayward type deals instead of the Cortez Allen type deals where you sign a guy and then it doesn't work out, or even Antonio Brown this last year where you're $20 million on the books and he's not even playing
That one hurt.
Right, you want to try to avoid those situations, but that all comes down to the decision-making. That comes down to Colbert trusting himself. That comes down to Colbert believing in his ability to extend the right guys.
I'm going to be interested to see what they do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.